Hello, and welcome to Nitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, a.k.a. Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 67, Office Mate from Hell. I think needless to say, with a title like that, this show may get a little explicit. I don't really have much news for you this week. Mostly, I'm getting this podcast out a little bit early for you, since tomorrow I'm heading off to Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival. So if you see a little overweight lady with a big fucking flower on her back, come by, say hey. I'd love to see you. I'd love to talk to you. Now, for today's episode. On Monday, I got into something, and I'm not too sure what it was, but my allergies were going berserk. My eyes were running, my nose was running, and I was even drooling. I felt like I had the worst case of cotton mouth, so I was drinking up a storm and having to go to the bathroom, and I swear fluid was oozing from every orifice of my body. It was not a good time. Like I said, I don't know what I got into, but this kind of reminded me of how life used to be. I have pretty bad allergies. It's easier for me to say what I'm not allergic to than to list all the crap that I am allergic to. There isn't a single season of the year that I am safe from my allergies. I have indoor allergies, I have outdoor allergies, I have food allergies. I'm even allergic to Band-Aids. And my allergies have made my life, needless to say, interesting. I am a constant mouth breather because my sinuses are usually infected, and I have never really in my life ever had clear open nasal passages. Up until recently, this has been mostly my day-to-day life, but my doctor and I have finally discovered a allergy medicine that, one, won't knock me flat on my back, and two, will cut most of the severeness away. So occasionally I still have sniffles and sneezes, but I'm not suffering as much as I used to. But a while back, like I said, I used to suffer a lot. And as you know, I was raised strictly agnostic. I have become a more moderate agnostic through my years, but still, I would say that I'm firmly in the agnostic camp. I used to play with atheism, but now I'm back to being just agnostic. There's some other things I should tell you about myself, one of which is that I talk to myself, especially when I'm trying to work through a problem. And when I'm reading, I read aloud. I kind of sit there and mutter aloud, especially if it's complicated stuff. And I've also been known to talk back to the author of the stuff that I'm reading, like, what the hell were you talking about? And do you really mean that? So here I am, chronic allergies, agnostic, with a habit of muttering and talking to myself. I'm working for a company at the time, which was a large pharmaceutical company, and I was a contractor to them. Being a contractor basically means you're just a little bit better than pond scum, and they will do whatever they feel like to you, and you really don't have much that you can say about it. They were short on office space, so they took a cubicle and reconfigured it to have two computers in it, in reality four computers, because we had to have a desktop computer that was Windows compatible, and then a second computer, which was a SunStation that was a Unix computer. So four computers, small space, two phones, two people. And the woman that they put me in with was germophobic and born again evangelical Christian. Life was rather difficult. She was also somewhat on the lonely side and wanted to talk to me. And when I was sitting there muttering, she thought that I was actually talking to her, and she would begin a conversation with me. I was tasked with rewriting a bunch of programs written by someone else many years ago and make them more universal. Rewriting someone else's code is annoying, tedious, and extremely painful work. You learn an awful lot about a person by going behind them and reading their code. A lot of people think that writing a program should be fairly straightforward. You know, A implies B, B implies C, therefore D. But that's not really the way it is. There are multiple ways of getting to the same point, and you can take different steps, you can use different procedures. So each program that's long usually has a stamp of the person who wrote it. Well, what I can tell you about the person who wrote this just by reading his code is that, one, he didn't believe in commenting. Two, his spelling sucked more than mine does. Three, he likes to hard code stuff. And four, he doesn't think like I do. So I would be sitting there reading on the screen some code, which usually had loops back into other areas of the code, and I was having to flip between many pages to try to figure out, first of all, what the hell was he doing? Second of all, what the hell was he thinking? And third, how can I make it more generalizable? So my task was difficult. I talked to myself a lot. I muttered to myself, and I would sometimes cuss at him. I really don't mean the man any ill will. I am sure that anyone who comes behind me and has to try and figure out any of my old programs has probably cussed a lot at me. So I would sit there with my box of Kleenexes, blowing my nose, and then, because we only had one trash can, I would be just stacking the Kleenexes up beside my desk, sneezing, blowing my nose, cursing at the screen, and basically driving my poor office mate nuts. And let me tell you, she drove me a little nuts too, with her can of Lysol, which makes me sneeze, her always rubbing down her phone and her keyboard with an antibiotic, antimicrobial wipe, and trying to convert me to Christianity. I told her once that I thought that Jesus was on the right track. You know, this whole do unto others as you would have done unto you. The, you know, let's help each other out. If you see someone in need, give them a hand. All that stuff, I think, was a wonderful idea. And she looked at me and said, "Well, then why aren't you a Christian?" And I said, "Because I don't think there's any God." That kind of took her aback, and she didn't talk to me for 3 or 4 days. I couldn't really complain that much about that. One of the other topics that she loved to bring up was her dogs, and I'm not really a dog person, but she would go on and on and on about her dogs and the church and how she was getting ready to go to China and smuggle in some Bibles and try to convert some heathens. And it was the longest year of my life. And I'm pretty sure it was hers longest year too. Thank you for coming by and letting me tell you a story. If you have any comments about this story or any of my other stories, please come by the website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com. You can also send me an email. My email address is Carrie, and that's carrie.autumnbreeze@gmail.com. If you feel like it, you can give me a call and leave me a voicemail message. My voicemail number is 206-666-5775. I hope you have a great week. Take care. Bye.